My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey, blogging friends, we are continuing our journey through the 13 principles of the Blogger's Manifesto. And today we are on number 6. So if you're just joining me for the first time, head over to the show notes. There's a link to the first episode where I go over all 13 very briefly, and then you can work your way through the other 5. We're on 6 today, and here it is. We structure our content with topic clusters. So if you've not heard of topic clusters before, you must be new. But topic clusters are what we call a three-part piece of content. And that is a pillar post, a single pillar post, which is a very high-level post that covers a lot of things. Things to do in Indiana, Italian, you know, one dish Italian recipes, best books for kids in high school. So that's a pillar post. And then a support post is the second component. So you might have one support post, you might have 100 support posts, probably not, but you get the idea. And the support post actually goes deep on each item. So if I have a pillar post of things to do in Colorado, then one of my supporting posts might be things to do in Rocky Mountain National Park, which is in Colorado. And then I might even have a support post for that, which would be, you know, how to hike the Three Lakes trail. So each of those is, think of it kind of hierarchically. A post can be a pillar post and a supporting post at the same time. For example, that Rocky Mountain National Park, a pillar post for that trail, but a support post for things to do in Colorado. So those are the two components, pillar post and support post. And then finally, the third component are the links between the pillar post and the supporting post. So that's what a topic cluster is: pillar post, support post, the links between them. Now, so I might have, for example, I'm trying to think of another example for you. And right now, all that's coming to mind is travel, but I might have things to do in Blue Ridge, Georgia. That could be my pillar post. And then my support post might be, you know, what to do at Christmas time there, what to do downtown, how to ride the train, what are the best hikes with waterfalls, what are the hotels. And so how many supporting posts do you need is a common question. And the answer is, it depends. It really depends on how difficult the keyword is to rank on, how much competition there is, how much of an authority you are on that topic, specifically as recognized by Google. So those are the things you need to consider. But just don't forget three components: pillar posts, support posts, and internal links. Okay, so why do we build content through topic clusters? Well, the primary reason is SEO. It is a really great way to demonstrate your expertise on a particular topic. I guarantee you that, maybe unless you're using AI, that if you want to write a topic cluster for, I'm trying to think of something, vegetable gardening and pots, that you could probably write a handful of posts about that without being an expert, just by doing some research and looking at the semantic terms. But in order to really be an expert, or I should say, in order to write a lot of deep content, then you would really need to be an expert on that topic. The other thing is, it helps the user experience. So users can begin to understand how to navigate between your sites. And when they're reading a pillar post, they want more information, and then they have a support post to click through and read more there. Topic authority, not just with Google, but with, you know, the audience that you're trying to serve. So many of the times that I've been asked, for example, to speak on NBC or the Weather Channel or whatever, as a travel advisor, comes from them looking at my site and seeing in-depth content. The other thing it does is streamline the structure of your content. And that's helpful when you're trying to really offer all the answers. And this is especially important if you're trying to sell a product or maybe a high ticket affiliate. If you can streamline the structure of your content into those topic clusters that really answer questions for your audience, and it's the same audience that you're selling your product to, then it's easier for them. It's easier for you. It's easier for you to see the gaps. It's easier for you to see, compare to how the competition's doing. And then it's a lot easier to do your internal linking within, you know, your own content. But then what's fantastic about it, if you do the internal linking correctly, then when you're trying to gather backlinks from other websites, you only have to worry about getting a backlink on that pillar post and getting that pillar post ranking high, and the juice flows down. You can also use it to make sure that you're being more discerning about what you write. So sometimes it's easy to see a keyword, maybe not so much nowadays, but easier to see a keyword and think, oh, well, I can rank on that. Or to, you know, in travel, get invited to a trip and think, yeah, I totally want to go to that. But if you can be more discerning about the trips you take, the brand deals you explore, the keywords that you try to write for, then you're going to make sure that you're not chasing shiny pennies and that what you're actually doing is focusing on growing your revenue per reader. The other thing that it does, specifically the support posts, is it allows you to put a lot of focus on short tail keywords. And while maybe a year or two, 3 years ago, I don't know that I would have written a lot. I didn't write a lot of short tail keywords unless we were paid to, just because there's not enough volume there to make back the ad revenue. But if you're focused on your products and high dollar affiliates, then short tail keywords can bring a higher revenue per reader than ads ever could have. Because right now with Google, you're more likely to get in front of people with short tail keywords. And when you get in front of them, even though you might not be making as much ad revenue, again, if you're being discerning, then you've written that, you've designed that, you've structured that in such a way that it just supports your problem statement and the product that you're offering the people who are coming to your site. Okay, so that's the why. The next thing I like to talk about is how to put it into practice. So what I would encourage you to do is to identify the core topics and subtopics of your blog. Now, if you are just getting started blogging, you want to build this topic cluster hierarchy before you start writing. But I know a lot of people listening here have been blogging for a while. So with that, you probably know what your core topics and subtopics are. And you can, you know, build those or let's say diagram them, you know, in a hierarchy. But then what you want to do is take every article on your site. No, I'm not kidding. And identify it as either a pillar post and put it under the right, you know, topic or subtopic, and then, or as a supporting post, and then identify which pillar post that it's actually supporting. And it can be daunting. I mean, I know this. I have 1,100 posts on my site, but I didn't start this way because I didn't know about this when I first started my blog. So, here's what I really like doing, because I am a visual person, which is ironic since I have a podcast, right? But anyway, what I like to do is export just the title of my blogs to an Excel spreadsheet, and then cut them into strips. So I have a little strip with the title on it for every single post on my site. And then what I can do is lay it out on the ground in my office and kind of map out where, you know, where they are. And I can move them around and shuffle them around as I, as things begin, you know, begin to get more clear for me. And one of the questions people ask at this point is, well, I've got this post and it's really a support post for like three different articles. Okay, that's awesome. And that's totally fair. But pick one to be your primary pillar post for that topic. And it, and then you can show through internal linking that it's also a support post for other posts as well. And I know that sounds daunting, but I promise you it is so worth it, because when you finish, you'll be able to see where you've got gaps in content, where you've got support posts with no pillar posts, where you've got pillar posts with no support posts, where you've got these orphan posts out there that don't fit into any topic cluster or subtopic cluster that you even want on your site. And then when you do that too, you can begin to identify which, you know, maybe not right away, but identify which persona that you're trying to address with that particular article. Because at that point, then you know which lead magnet to display. So identify your core topics and subtopics. Take all of your posts and organize them with a pillar post, support post, hierarchical, structure. Then that's parts one and two of the topic cluster. Part three, of course, is linking between them. Then you'll want to identify the gaps. And I really recommend that you keep track of them on what I call an inventory spreadsheet. And it's a spreadsheet. I use Monday because it's basically a glorified spreadsheet. I used a real spreadsheet for a long time. But it's a spreadsheet that lets you keep track of what's the persona. What is the pillar post? Do I have an internal link to this post? Did I get, you know, where am I getting backlinks from this post? When's the last time I updated this post? All of those things I keep track of on that inventory spreadsheet. So that's the high level of how to put it into practice. Here's my call to action for principle number six. Take your current content and print it off, print the titles off on a spreadsheet, cut that paper up, lay it down on the ground, and build your topic cluster hierarchies. And I know it's a lot of work, but I can't even express to you how critical it is, so you can make sure that you're covering the topics that you need to as deeply as you need to, and that they're linked between each other. And when you do that, then you can transfer that information to your inventory spreadsheet. Now, if you really want to do this and you think, this is really important thing for me to do. I wish I had more help, more guidance. I would encourage you to come join our membership. It's a really low price every month. And there's a lot of things that we get in there. You get a workshop every month. You get Q&A every month. We have regular boot camps. We're getting ready to start another boot camp pretty soon. I answer questions in the private Facebook group. You always get priority support from me. Everything I learn, I immediately share with you in that group. But also you get access to all of my courses. They're all included. So the content update system, practical keyword research, the email boot camp, and more. There's, if you decide to go with Drip, which is my preferred partner, we've got a plugin for you that helps you to launch your lead magnets. I've got a personal GPT for you that helps you build your personas. A very slender one is available to you for free on the website, but the full Mac Daddy is inside the membership. And the reason I bring this up is just because we have an entire lesson, entire class on building your inventory spreadsheet, exporting your content, you know, how to lay it out, what examples of topic clusters, how the internal linking should go, where does it go, what kind of keywords does it go on, which direction should it go, how do you handle multiple pillar posts, how do you find the gaps. All of that is in the class, which is part of your monthly membership. And you get a 14-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. So check that out at lesliepeterson.com if you're interested. And I can't wait to talk to you later this week about principle number seven. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.